up the questions here for Matt. Since Matt doesn't know very many of you, if you could just identify who you are and who your outlet is when you ask a question, I'd appreciate it.
Hey, Matt, it's John Krasinski with Associated Press. Welcome to Minnesota. Just wanted to get, first of all, your thoughts on what made the Vikings an attractive destination for you, and then also what you see your role being here now that you're with the Vikings.
Well, I'm excited, first and foremost, to be a Viking. And, you know, after the release yesterday and doing all that, we were able to set up a trip, and I was able to come up here and spend time with Rick Spielman, Coach Frazier, Coach Musgrave today, and sit down and kind of go through a bunch of different stuff, and felt like it was a perfect fit for me, the community, my family, but also being part of a team last year that went 10-6. That's a team that's young, that's up and coming, and a winner, to be quite frank. And I'm just really excited to be a part of the team, and that's really what made it so attractive to me.
Matt, Dan Weider at the Star Tribune here in Minneapolis. Obviously, the coaching staff, the front office, has been very clear that Christian is going to be their starter heading into 2013. In their discussions with you, what was it they conveyed that they were looking for to bring in a quarterback?
Well, they conveyed exactly that Christian obviously had a great year last year. They went 10-6, and that he's their starting quarterback, and that they're looking to bring somebody in with experience and somebody that'll come in and basically be somebody who can step in if need be. And the fact of the matter is, again, Christian's a starting quarterback, and I think that we'll have a great room. I'm there to add value. I'm there to help him out in whatever capacity that is, and go from there.
Hey, Matt, Tom Pelissero from 1500 ESPN Twin Cities. So after being a starter in Kansas City and coming and finally getting your shot with the Chiefs, how do you have to sort of adjust your mindset, if at all, to come into this sort of a role now?
Well, I think as a quarterback in the NFL, you never really do adjust your mindset, whether you're a starter or whether you're a backup. The preparation always has to be the same. You always have to be ready to play no matter what. And so that's first and foremost. So I'll always work hard. You're always going to get 110% whether I'm on the field or whether I'm backing up. And right now in this role as a backup, exactly. You even have to look at reps in practice and everything like that. And so, again, you have to take another step in your mental edge of continuing to prepare.
Hey, Matt, Ben Gessling from the St. Paul Pioneer Press. How serious did you get with other teams in the processes? I know you weren't a free agent very long, but how serious did you get with any other teams as you were going through this?
Well, my agent and I, we looked at other options and everything like that, but again, it was the first trip that we took was up here to Minnesota after my release, and after being here and after meeting with the coaching staff and everybody here, I felt at home, and I felt like it was the right place for me.
Matt, Mark Craig from the Star Tribune. What do you think you said in your interview process? Because they were pretty adamant on the personality they were looking for, a guy that would accept this role as backup. What do you think you said to convince them that you're the guy that could start in a bench but would really know your role in the quarterback room?
Well, I think probably that they understood that, and what I said was that I'm a guy that's going to come in and work hard and give you my all no matter what role I'm in. And my number one goal is to win games, and for me as a backup quarterback is to, in whatever capacity I can, to help the team get better and to win games. That's what I'm going to do. And through my resume and through my last 8 years, I've worked hard to build that type of reputation, and I'll continue to do that to be a team player.
Matt Timiato with Viking Updates. Just curious if you had a chance to talk to any of the other quarterbacks, Christian in particular, and then just in visiting with Musgrave, what do you think are going to be the bigger challenges for you learning this offense?
You know, well, first, to your question about Christian, Christian and I actually met last year. We were able to throw together in a workout out in Los Angeles, and I've met him before, and so I actually we were able to call each other and talk and just, you know, talk a little bit about my excitement joining the team and being part of the group, and also that we're going to have a lot of fun this year. And then the second part of your question, can you repeat the second part of your question one more time?
Yeah, just as you sort of reviewed the offense with Musgrave, what do you think are going to be the big challenges for you to get comfortable in a new setting here?
Well, the nice part about after sitting down with Coach Musgrave and the rest of the offensive staff is the terminology is very similar to what I've used in the past, so I'm very familiar with it already. So I don't think the learning curve will be that steep, to be completely honest, and it'll be an easier process for me picking up this offense as we go forward.
Matt, as you get some distance now, obviously, from last season, how do you sort of summarize what 2012 was like for you in your last trip through Kansas City?
Oh, it was a long year. There's no doubt about it. Anytime a team goes 2-14, you know, there's a lot of things you'd like to change and a lot of things you'd like to fix. The fact of the matter is, you know, we didn't play well as a team. I didn't play well enough as a quarterback, and the end result resulted in what it was, which was a regime change and everything like that. But at the same time, I think my time in Kansas City was an outstanding one. I had both my two little girls there. It's a great place to raise a family. Mark Hunt and everybody there in Kansas City, I'm very grateful for that opportunity. And again, you know, I just like to thank them for that opportunity. And as I move forward, I'm excited about the new chapter of my life here with the Minnesota Vikings.
Matt, when you, I guess, kind of came out of the map was when Tom Brady got hurt that first week of the 2008 season. What did that experience kind of teach you about being ready at a moment's notice as a backup quarterback?
Ultimate lesson, because you never know what's going to happen. And so week one of that season, you know, Tom had been a guy that had great durability throughout his career, and I had been there already for three previous seasons and sat there and watched while he'd taken hit after hit and continue to get up because he's a tough guy. But that it just takes one hit and all of a sudden you're playing, and that's what happened. And I was able to be prepared and be ready, and that's what gave me the ability to step up and have success there.
Matt, what do you think of the offense that is surrounding you here? I mean, with Adrian Peterson first and foremost, and you know, what other things you see that maybe make you a good fit for when you are playing with these guys?
Well, I just think it's a great offensive scheme first and foremost. Like I said, I'm familiar with the system, but at the same time, they obviously have a ton of pieces of the puzzle in place. Adrian being the MVP of the season last year speaks for himself. So to be handed off to somebody like that, it makes your job a lot easier as a quarterback. And then in terms of the rest of the offense, they played great last year, and they had a great running game, and were able to complement that with their passing game as well. So again, it's so early in the off season. I know that this team is not set in stone and will continue to change as we go forward in the off season. And so I'm excited just to be a part of it.
Given your trajectory through college, and then obviously, as you mentioned, those first 3 years in New England and sort of understanding a backup's role, does that help you at this point in your career to understand what the Vikings are looking for in this scenario?
Well, I think I understand the role completely, without a doubt. But at the same time, as I told you before, both being a starter and a backup, your preparation, what you do on a day-to-day basis doesn't change other than the reps that you get in practice. And so you have to be ready to go at a moment's notice, and you also have to take great pride in getting yourself ready more on a mental, with mental preparation, spend some extra time in that meeting room than you would, because you're not going to get all those reps.
Matt, as you look back at your 2010 season with the Chiefs and then the past 2 years, what do you think was the difference between that very solid season and then what you've had the past 2 years there?
You know, it's hard to say. There's so many different dynamics, and every team's so different from 1 year to the next. You know, I think that 2010 season was absolutely a great season. That team just, you know, had a lot of different components that came together. Whether we had a great running game, we were able to complement that with a play action pass, and then
joining the meeting,
we were just too inconsistent the last 2 years in terms of putting everything together.
Hey guys, we need to probably wrap it up here with one last one for Matt.
Greg, or Matt, you ducked your head in to see Greg Jennings at all today?
Yes, I actually did, and I got to try to hug him and talk to him and tell him to come on and be a Viking. He's a heck of a player, and I think that everybody here would have big smiles on their faces if he was here.
Did the hug work?
I don't know. We'll find out.
All right. Thanks, folks.
Thanks Matt. Really appreciate it.
You got it, guys.
Thanks, Matt.